Hey Queen, welcome to this week's episode of the Good Woman's Devotional, a devotional podcast for inspiring faith, activating hope, and delivering practical tools for a fulfilling life. Join Zoe as she unpacks empowering stories, unwraps the wisdom in the scriptures, and takes you along for a journey that's all about transformation and intimacy with the Lord. Brace yourself for some godly inspiration and a whole lot of growth as you get ready to be the light of your world and the salt of your earth. Hey, Queen, how are you doing today? I want to believe that you are doing fantastically well and literally rounding up and getting ready for the new year. Today's episode is titled, The Shepherd Knows His Sheep, and this is where it begins. In female reproductive health, there are known to be four main phases that make up the menstrual cycle, and each of these phases have their own unique expression in the woman. The menstrual cycle follows the same four phases in the same order every time. The first one is menstruation, next comes the follicular phase, then ovulation, and then finally the luteal phase, which leads back into menstruation. Right before and during menstruation, you probably feel more tired than usual, both physically and mentally. The follicular phase starts with your period and leads right up to ovulation. This is the time in your cycle when you have the most energy and can participate most fully in study, activity, work, and general expansion. If you've got a big meeting or event, it's a great time to fix it. Now, your ovulation, also known as ovulatory phase, is the peak of the menstrual cycle. It's a quick process that lasts only about 12 to 48 hours, although a woman could take seed 3 days prior or after ovulation. You might feel more sensual and have more interest in sex during ovulation. This is also the time where you're most fertile, so pinpointing when you ovulate can be really useful for those who are trying to conceive. The luteal phase, which is the final phase, begins right after ovulation. It lasts about 14 days, give or take 5 days on each end. Estrogen levels drop and progesterone ramps up in its place. Hormonal changes can cause premenstrual syndrome or premenstrual dysphoric disorder with symptoms like pelvic pain and mood swings ranging in severity from light to severe. This leads to your next menstruation, and then the cycle starts again. So, it was in one of those days coming right out of the ovulation phase into the luteal phase, but I had completely forgotten and wasn't tracking it, so I wasn't paying any attention to whatever was happening in the background. Now, on that day, I slept well the night prior, woke up literally ready to have a great day, and just about 3 or 4 hours into my shift, I felt very bland, like my battery power had just dropped from 85% to 11%. I just switched modes almost instantly, and the unfortunate thing is that half of the time when these things happen, we hardly notice if we're not intentionally paying attention. I felt so weak and I just wanted to go home. I texted my husband to let him know my battery was down. Unfortunately, at the same time, he was super busy and couldn't be of much help at the time. So I tuned in to God. I just cried in my heart, Father, I'm not well. Holy Spirit, I need help. And by this time, I had already spoken to my boss at work and wanted to leave a few hours earlier because of how I was feeling. And she had asked that I stay for 30 minutes more and then could go. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit sold me a thought. Let's do some upgrades and make a bit of extra money before going home. He gave me a specific amount. I just needed a handful of guests to buy the upgrades and then I'd hit my target. Now, a little more money has a very nice way of making everything better. So I said, why not? The first guest I got requested the upgrade without me proposing it and paid for it. Okay, a few more to go. Then the next two guests accepted the upgrades without hesitation, and after a few more guests, I hit my target. I left work 30 minutes after my shift was supposed to be over, which was several hours after I wanted to go home, which is also money that I get paid for. You know, once I was done and on my way home, all I could say was, "Thank you, Jesus." I was just in so much gratitude because if I had gone home, I would have probably just sulked and been sad the rest of the evening. The moment I got home, he asked me to check my period app, which is the app we use to track our period. And then I realized that I was in the final hours of ovulation, which was making me miss my husband like crazy and also getting a little slower and further spiraling into a bad mood because my husband was also not available at the time. Here was what that day felt like. It felt like a sheep in distress that had been rescued by a shepherd who knew the bleating sound of his sheep. And then I saw the scripture in John chapter 10, verse 14 in the KJV. It says, "I am the good shepherd, and I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I'm known of mine." This scripture has never meant so much to me as it does now. Now, I know that this story was about my day, but I believe that he knows you too and is looking out for you. Sometimes there are many things that we go through that even we don't understand. I was going through a phase in my menstrual cycle, which was making me have certain emotional experiences that I wasn't even paying attention to. But he knew how to come through for me. He knew how to get me. He knew how to get my attention, switch it over to something that could change my mood for the better. I'm grateful to God that he came through for me at that point when I didn't even know what I needed. I just want to take this opportunity to encourage you to tune in to him and look on to him, because he knows you even more than you know yourself, and he cares way more than you can imagine. Let's pray. Father, I bless you for being our chief shepherd. You watch over the lilies of the field and the birds over the air. How much more us, O God? You are the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. We trust you. We cry to you. We look up to you. We know that you will always come to our aid even before we ask, even when we don't know what to ask for. So we rest in that assurance that in time, everything will be fine. Teach us to hear your voice, O God, so that when you send help, we can take advantage of it. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of the podcast. Send us a voice note with your feedback in our DMs on Instagram at @letmebeawoman. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, keep lighting up your world and being the salt of your earth. Love, Zoe.